Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call-in on whether you care if the brands you buy reflect your politics or if the people who own and operate those companies are on a different political side than you. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. How conscious are you of politics when spending your money? I ask because of the news story about President-elect Trump endorsing L.L. Bean, the New England retailer, last week on Twitter as a way of thanking Linda Bean, a granddaughter of the company's founder, for a series of what turned out to be possibly illegal donations to Trump's presidential campaign. Federal employees are prohibited by law from endorsing particular brands or products, but that wasn't a violation of law because, as with the ban on conflicts of interest, those laws do not apply to the president or the president-elect. The company, by the way, has sought to separate itself from the political activism of Ms. Bean, but the liberal group GrabYourWallet.org has urged a boycott, adding L.L. Bean to a blacklist of companies that have spent money to support the incoming administration. So does this change the way you feel about your favorite rain boots? Are you going to feel guilty wearing that Sea to Summit nylon tarp poncho? Or maybe you're a Trump voter and you will, you know, the companies of record will attract you. Here's Mayor de Blasio on our show last May on the question in general. We weren't talking about L.L. Bean, responding to, though, and expanding on the question of consumer spending.
If a company and its leadership have explicitly supported anti-LGBT positions and division, I wouldn't go there, and I would urge everyone else not to go there. Why should we patronize a company that tries to divide people and whose leadership tries to divide people? It is not, that's not New York values. So it's a free country. We can't tell them they can't have a store here, but we sure as hell don't have to go to that store.
So the notion of a boycott has long been a way for political organizers to threaten companies that spend money in a way that goes against the values of some of its consumers. But in order for boycotts to be effective, consumers have to make the active decision to withhold money and go without perhaps beloved products and brands. That one, by the way, was about Chick-fil-A. That's the context in which we were talking to Mayor de Blasio about that the other day. On the other side, I think it was Chuck Todd on Meet the Press saying, hey, everybody, we have our political differences, but I'd like to see all Americans go out and buy things from companies on the opposite side of the political spectrum. So if you're a liberal, go buy L.L. Bean or eat a Chick-fil-A. If you're a conservative, and I don't remember the liberal brands that he mentioned on the other side, but that was the concept, that can be the line that we draw for keeping us one people, even as we have political differences, or one of the lines. So what do you think about that? Or how have you applied this in your own life? Do you care if the brands you buy or the people who run those companies are in sync with your politics? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your calls on your brands and your politics. And Joanne in Northern New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
Okay, I am a bean addict. I buy a lot from them. I buy a lot from the other catalog companies in that same niche. And the thought of anything that I buy being approved by Drumpf is kind of
so you've got a conundrum.
Yes, I do. But apparently she's not involved in the management. She's just an heir. She's not actively involved in the management of the company.
How much have you looked into it as a Bean devotee? Because I haven't been able to tell, honestly, from the articles that I've seen, whether the money that somebody spends on their products will go into her pocket. And I know the company itself, whoever it is who's not Linda Bean, who speaks for the company, tried to make a distinction and say the company does not take political positions or endorse people. So can you tell whether you're benefiting her?
Well, I haven't really looked into it, but I probably will. I mean, I hesitate to dump all the wonderful stuff I've gotten from them. I mean, I think I'm wearing a blue shirt of theirs now. If I can find a way to reconcile these two, I don't want her to be getting my money, but I don't want to give up the great stuff.
Somebody suggested to me that L.L. Bean customers who are aghast by this can take advantage of their lifetime returns policy and just return everything that they own and ask for their money back. So that's they were making a joke, but
funny. That's not practical.
Joanne, thank you for your call. Catherine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm similar to the last caller. I was disheartened to hear about the Linda Bean's contribution. On the other hand, you know, she has, the First Amendment. She's entitled to her opinion. She's entitled to support the people, you know, that she agrees with. And I think it doesn't really present a conundrum for me, because I will say I've been shopping at Bean for decades, and I hold them out to be one of the most outstanding companies in this country. The way they stand behind their products, their customer service, the quality of their products, and how they stand behind them are just ought to be supported. I think that the way that company is run, frankly, is the way a lot more companies ought to be run.
Catherine, so that all trumps, to coin a word, their political affiliation for you.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Well, I was just saying that all outweighs the heir's political affiliation for you, the quality of the company and its relationship with its customers.
Well, that, as well as my personal support for, within the law, people being able to, express their support for a candidate whom they, agree with. I mean, if I were to do something opposite of that, that kind of would put me in to be almost like a Trumpian person. And I really would not want to put myself in that camp.
So the whole idea of boycotting somebody just because they disagree with your politics is you see that as Trumpian and not consistent with your maybe liberal values. Of course, and Catherine, thank you very much. Some people would say this is not a normal situation, and Trump can't be treated like a normal person who you disagree with. But Janine in D.C., you're on WNYC. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I live in Park Slope, and I've called before. And I've been in Florida since November, so I'm on my way back up. And it's a conundrum for me because so many big companies have problems with. And when Jamie Floyd was hosting, she had someone call in for her resolution show who said that they were going to be limiting what they buy. So I think for myself, because there's so many companies, I'm at the march, and AT&T is doing the Wi-Fi for the inauguration. And I bank with Chase, and they are part of – they've been big contributors to Trump. NBC has contributed. So where does it end? So what I can do is just stop buying so much stuff and maybe shop more at secondhand stores. And I have a lot of friends who do clothes trading parties, because that's my main expense. So to maybe go to used things instead of supporting corporations where, frankly, I don't know where their money's going. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because I also have an iPhone, and how that's made is not great either.
Yeah,
so
how much disentanglement from many of the things that people own in their lives would be necessary in order to be how pure is, I guess, the question that you're raising. So, Janine, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Kim in Ridgewood next. Hi, Kim. You're on WNYC.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. So here's my thought on it. I'm a small business owner, and I make sure that I keep my my thoughts on those things very private, because I don't want people making decisions on whether they want to deal with me or not. Because you know what? My voice shouldn't be any bigger than anybody else's. And so when a company chooses to support somebody, especially somebody as egregious as Donald Trump, they lose my business. It's just that easy. You know what? Linda Bean, or whoever she is, she has a right to personally, amongst her friends and everything, talk about who she supports. But when she does it in a large,
public forum
way, forum, then, you know what? Then no. So then she can hurt that business. And there's plenty of other businesses that I think have great products, that have great, REI is an awesome company, and it's a co-op, and it's much more supportive, I think, of their employees and everything, and I would so much rather support them. So that's my shout-out for REI, and bye-bye, Bean.
And how far down this rabbit hole will you go? Like, to our last caller's point, you start looking around every corner and you see, oh, AT&T is providing Wi-Fi for the inauguration and her bank has some kind of relationship with something. And, the way that her iPhones are made. How far do you go?
I will go as far as I can. I think they need to stay out of politics. I think big corporations need to stay out of politics. I like her idea of just consuming less. And the other thing is, I was just talking with my brother about this today. When, especially on a small level, if you show up at my property and you have a Trump sticker on your property, you can leave. You will not be getting my business, because I feel like then I'm supporting him, because that money is going to support him. So I'll go as far as I have to.
And how about if you own a small business and you arrive at somebody's front door or driveway with your Bernie Sanders or Clinton or whatever sticker on your car? Should they boycott you?
And that's why I don't have stickers on my car. Mm-hmm. And that's why my social media is private.
Right. It's the publicness. I get your point about doing it publicly. Kim, thank you very much. Michelle in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not going to comment specifically on the L.L. Bean thing, but just on the concept of boycotting, because I feel that this is something that has sort of fallen out of our consciousness. And ultimately, now that we're all feeling so politically disenfranchised, and I think a lot of people might feel that in our government, instead of functioning as a democracy, it's really functioning as more like a pay-to-play. So I think that our real power in this society is how we spend our money, because every time we buy anything, we're voting to support the makers of that product. And I feel that by taking away that vote, we really, corporations that have so much money will be powerless if we just stop funding them. So the idea that this that boycotting might actually become a political statement again, because I think we might have used it back in mid-century, and people were more aware of the power that we all had as individuals and how we spend our money. But I think that has sort of gotten lost. So I think it's sort of an important concept to bring up,
back,
especially in today's world.
Michelle, thank you very much for your call. And Michelle gets the last word. Thanks to all of you for calling in today. We will have coverage of the inauguration on the show tomorrow morning, as well as our weekly Ask the Mayor segment with Mayor Bill de Blasio. and a preview of the Women's March and a call-in for people who are supporting the president-elect on what you hope he will accomplish. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.